On Sunday, April 19th at 3 o'clock, Gary Kvistad will present the Harmonic Orchestra Nexus, Prana, and Paul Winter at the Trinity Evangelical Lutheran Church in Kingston, New York, as part of the 47th annual Ulster Chamber Music Series. Gary is a Grammy winner and member of Nexus, a world-renowned percussion ensemble and founder of Woodstock Chimes. He'll host seven-time Grammy winner Paul Winter and Prana for an amazing collaboration and extraordinary musical event. So Gary Kvistad is with us this morning to tell us more. Gary, welcome back to the program. Always good to have you here.
Thanks so much, Joe. It's great to be with you.
Thank you, and always love to hear what you're up to. Tell us about how this particular concert and event came about.
Well, I was approached by the Ulster Chamber Music Series to do a presentation for this season. We've been talking about it for about a year, and I've always wanted to do a local concert, which I would say is spiritually inspired secular music, and the performers in this are just perfect. Paul Winter is known for his performances at the Cathedral of St. John Divine in New York City, the Solstice Concerts, that he fills that place four times every year for the last 37 years. So the acoustics in this particular church are fantastic. It's normally done at the Holy Cross Church, but this one we wanted a larger venue with the kind of acoustics we're looking for, so we moved it to the Trinity Lutheran Church down on the Roundout. It's a beautiful church with Gothic spire pinnacles and wall buttresses, you know, and the reverberation time is really long. I wanted to present a concert with the throat singers of Prana and Nexus using some new instruments that I built, including a gigantic instrument with very low resonant tubes like I use in Woodstock Chimes, and tuned to the natural harmonic overtone series. So this church is perfect for this kind of acoustical event.
All right, so this is the Vistaphone.
I call it a Vistaphone.
Yes. So what is a Vistaphone? I mean, you described it a little bit, but how do you play it?
Well, it's a series of tubes like a xylophone. The longest tube, though, is four inches in diameter, over 8 feet long. So it plays a fundamental note, and all the other tubes on up to the 32nd tube are tuned to what's known as the harmonic overtone series. So it's very, very pure. It's a sound that you can't hear anywhere. It's the way strings vibrate, but these are the individual notes of the overtones that you'll be able to hear with this, and it resonates in this particular space perfectly.
Also, and this is not the only instrument that you've built, you also have a special xylophone that you've built, a very large xylophone. Talk a little bit about that.
Oh, yeah. Well, Paul Winter has been very radical in the music world, bringing world music to us through the years. And one thing he brought years ago, when two of the members of Nexus, Bob Becker and Russell Hartzenberger, used to play in the Paul Winter Consort, was the music of Uganda through this gigantic xylophone called the Amadinda. So I built a model of the Amadinda based on the traditional instruments, and we're going to play one of the tunes that Paul Winter used to do on the road years ago with members of Nexus. And it's a very driving music. It's a very cool stuff. You'll like that.
There are three world premieres as part of this, and that's interesting because they're world premieres, but also because this guarantees that the audience will not have heard this, and it's a rare opportunity to hear it for the first time.
Exactly. The leader of Prana is Baird Hersey. He's an amazing musician,
yep,
a singer who specializes in overtone singing, which is what the Tuvans in Asia can do, and the Tibetan monks, where they sing a note, but they could form their throat cavity so that overtones are produced and set a high whistling sound simultaneous to the low notes. And they could control this. The Prana members can control that so that they can match the pitches that I've created on the Vistaphone. And Baird wrote this piece called Chiaroscuro, which is an art term for light and dark. And the piece that he wrote alternates in movements between light and dark. And the light are the pure overtones, and the dark are world music, ritual interpretations. So this piece by Baird Hersey is really very, it's a world premiere, but it's also a really special piece.
What I find fascinating, just reading in the different works that you're going to be doing, so you have these Ugandan traditional songs, you have the solos by Paul Winter, and then ragtime music. I mean, it's very eclectic.
It is. And every one of these things has something to do with the valley. The ragtime stuff that Nexus does, Wikipedia points us out that Nexus brought back the music of George Hamilton Green, which he was this pop icon in the 20s down in New York City, and his instrument was a xylophone. And he played ragtime music on the xylophone to thousands of people and hundreds and hundreds of recordings. He moved to Woodstock, New York, in the 40s after retiring, became a graphic artist there. But we've brought back his music and played this ragtime music, and one of the pieces on the program is by him called Alabama Moon.
So again, this happens this Sunday at 3 o'clock at the Trinity Lutheran Church in Rondout area of Kingston, New York. And as you say, you chose it for the acoustics. It's partially because of how these instruments and these groups will sound in this space.
Yes. We actually went, Baird and I have been looking at different venues for quite some time, and when we found this one, we brought some electronic equipment to determine the fundamental frequency of the space to make sure it was compatible with these overtones, and it sure was. Like I said, the resonance and the reverberation is really great. So this will be a very special concert for many reasons. I think the performers alone, there's a 12 Grammys amongst this group, and so this is a significant event, and it's sort of it's a dream concert for me. It's on my bucket list to do something like this with voices and Paul Winter, who's been a friend of mine for the last 40 years, and he's an amazing musician who also, as you know, is an animal rights and environmentalist supporter, and his music backs that up. You were just playing Sounds of Crows. One of the pieces on this concert is called The Birds by one of the Nexus members, Bill Kahn, which has about 100 different bird calls and whistles and all that. Paul will be improvising along with that because he's known for making the sounds of wolves and whales on his instruments.
And that is, I mean, that's fascinating. And so you have these incredible musicians. In the time that we have, we just have a few moments left here, but as a member of Nexus and have been part of this group, tell us a little bit about, because this will be one event, but then you have other events going on as well.
Oh, that's right, yes. Nexus started in 1971. We tour around the world and have a lot of recordings out. We play with major orchestras. A piece that Toto Takemitsu wrote for us. It's a concerto we played with the New York Philharmonic and throughout Europe and Asia. But we will be opening the 100th season of the Maverick Hall in Woodstock on June 27th, 8 o'clock concert. We're going to premiere a piece by Peter Schickele. Some people know him as the discoverer of the music of P.D.Q. Bach.
Sure.
But this is a fun, serious piece that we commissioned and we will be playing. We're also bringing in a famous Iranian singer, Sepeda Rasadat, who we've been working with and just recorded with up in Toronto, really special music. And then we're also going to be part of the Drum Boogie Festival that I produce every other year in Woodstock on September 12th. It's a free day or concert of free concerts of world music. We have members of the Saturday Night Live band, Lion King, Levon Helm's Midnight Ramble Band has played in the past, and world music, drumming, Nexus will be part of that as well. So drumboogiefestival.com. And the Ulster Chamber Music Series, for people that want to come, should go to ulsterchambermusicseries.org, because it's selling fast, and I'm pretty sure this one will sell out.
Well, a lot going on. Here's what you need to know immediately. That is the Harmonic Orchestra, Nexus, Prana, and Paul Winter will perform at the Trinity Evangelical Lutheran Church in Kingston, New York on April 19th at 3 o'clock as part of the 47th Annual Ulster Chamber Music Series. You can find out more by going to ulsterchambermusicseries.org, ulsterchambermusicseries.org for more information. And again, the event is April 19th at 3 p.m. Gary Kivistad, it's always a pleasure to have you on the program. I thank you very much for joining us. Thank you for all your wonderful help and support to the station, and best of luck with this event on the 19th.
Thank you, Joe, and thank you for helping spread the word.
Always a pleasure. Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.